Hey, I'm Kate Wells with Michigan Radio News. This has been a hard week for Devante Sanford. Sanford, as you may remember, spent nearly 9 years in prison for a crime he did not commit. But this week he learned that one of the police officers who allegedly lied about evidence in his case will not be charged. And for Sanford, this feels like one more injustice. Here's how Devante Sanford says he remembers the night of the murders on Runyon Street in Detroit. It was 2007. He was just 14 years old. Police are combing the streets after midnight. They run into Sanford and they bring him in. He was questioned for hours without a parent or a lawyer. And Sanford says police started showing him pictures of the crime scene, pictures of the bodies of four people who had been gunned down earlier that night.
Those images will live with me for the rest of my life. I would never in a million years, forget. Stories.
He says police kept telling him, look, just cooperate with us. We're going to take you home really soon. And that's when another police officer comes in, Detroit Police Commander James Tolbert. And Sanford says Tolbert starts drawing a sketch of the house where the crime took place, the living room where the gunmen burst in, the couches. And he tells Sanford, look, draw for me where the bodies fell.
And once they showed me the pictures, I drew the bodies. I drew the bodies on a diagram, and once I did that, Tober was like, I told y'all. See? I told y'all.
This, of course, is not how police say things happened. Tolbert always said that Sanford made the crime scene drawing entirely on his own, and that this knowledge that Sanford had of the layout of the house and the living room and the crime scene, this proved that Sanford was the killer. Tolbert repeatedly swore to that in court, that Devante Sanford made that drawing without help from police. And then last year, Tolbert changed his story in an interview with Michigan State Police.
It appeared to us that he perjured himself and falsified some evidence, which obviously is very concerning, considering that an innocent person was in prison for numerous years.
This is Michigan State Police Detective Sergeant Chris Corvo. He says Tolbert told them that, yeah, he drew the house and Devante Sanford just placed the bodies in the diagram. And he says during that interview with the state police, Tolbert even sits down and starts sketching out a drawing of the house that looks exactly like the one he'd always claimed Sanford made on his own.
Especially there's some knobs on the couch and things like that. And he drew a sketch that was remarkably similar to that. So which indicated to us, obviously, that he did remember the incident quite clearly. He then admitted to the fact that he had drawn the house.
This, of course, contradicts what Tolbert said in court. So the state police request a warrant to charge Tolbert with perjury. But now the Wayne County prosecutor says she is not going to charge Tolbert with perjury. She made that announcement this week, actually just one day before the statute of limitations on Tolbert ran out. And basically, the prosecutor said, look, Tolbert told the state police during that interview that his memories of that night were really fuzzy, and that fuzzy memories do not make a perjury case where you have to prove that somebody intentionally lied under oath. Plus, the prosecutor said, Devante Sanford isn't even willing to testify against Tolbert right now.
Of course, I'd be willing to testify.
This, again, of course, is Devante Sanford. He says he is actually very willing to testify just as soon as a judge formally dismisses the charges against him. He's not really free until that happens. And he says prosecutor Kim Worthy knows that he wants to testify.
And I think she knew that. She was just looking for an easy way out because she knew I would be willing to testify. Like, this man put me in prison for 8 years for a crime I didn't commit. You think I won't be willing to testify against him?
Sanford is expected to file a civil lawsuit in the coming months. One of the people who may be listed in that suit is former police commander James Tolbert. I'm Kate Wells, Michigan Radio News.